Jesus said, Matthew 21:13, that my house shall be called the house of prayer. In other words, my house, my people shall be characterized by prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. Matthew 21:13, every individual and every group of believers who does not make prayer a priority and an anchor of their soul and their fellowship will turn the house of God into a den of thieves, inevitably. Okay, the business of prayer, 60 seconds, the business of prayer. Jesus said that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Luke 18:1. If you don't make prayer a staple and anchor in an absolute business transaction in your life that happens every day at a certain time and place, you will be removed. You will fall away eventually. You will run out of oil. You must make a business decision to seek the face of the Lord, to pray without ceasing, to pray and you will not faint. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Those who don't pray this way will faint and fall. Pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. Thank you for listening, friends. Please click like, also subscribe, and please share with others to help them in Christ. God bless you.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture rich and Christ centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, even so, come Lord Jesus. Amen.